Unlocking a steel door, 25-year-old Imam Samir Muric enters his former mosque that's no longer in use. It was burned out in a series of arson attacks which forced the Swedish government to promise to combat Islamophobia.
Somebody broke the window and then poured something out, maybe gas or something, and then just set it on fire, and that's how the whole fire spread in this area here. Who would do something like this? And many of the congregational members, they as well, you know, they asked these questions, and we didn't really get answers. So I think this is something that we need to look more deeper into.
This is from a video showing neo-Nazis marching through a Swedish town with flags flying. While the police haven't directly accused them of the arson attacks, they're certainly under suspicion. They're vigorously anti-Islam, and during this demonstration against the building of a mosque, they followed a van whose loudspeakers declared that this is how Sweden will sound in the future.
This is the murky backwaters of the Swedish Democrat Party from which they arrived.
Andreas Haslert is a convert to Islam and a leading figure in the moderate Muslim community in southern Sweden.
They have now gathered air, so to speak, for these other murky organizations who now take things into their own hands, whereas the others are just playing politics, I'd say.
The arson attacks led to a series of anti-racism demonstrations by people anxious to prove that Sweden remains a bastion of tolerance that can afford to grant citizenship to 100,000 asylum seekers a year. Hillevi Larsson is a member of the governing Social Democrats.
We have to look at the immigration not only as something that will benefit Sweden, but it's also very important for the Swedish values. We stand for openness and solidarity, and we have to help people in need. We can't turn our back to them. And you can make a comparison with the white buses during Second World War. Then it was the Jews who needed shelter. And it's the same thing today with people coming from, for instance, Syria.
In December, the Social Democrat-led minority government forged an alliance with the mainstream parties to try to isolate the right-wing Sweden Democrats and their anti-immigrant policies. But the latest polls show support has grown to 16%. Malin Jensen and Frederik Ottesen are both Sweden Democrat members of Eslöv Town Council.
We are losing our country, of course. That's what's happening. We can't see it in the large cities, how we are not one group. We are becoming different minorities.
The big issues I see is segregation. And I see a lot of people who doesn't come into the society. We have huge unemployment. We have a lot of people that don't know the language, which makes it difficult both for jobs and healthcare and everything in a society.
The Muslims on the other side of Eslöv are using temporary accommodation to pray and to spread the word against extremism and in favour of integration. The Imam, Samir Muric, tells the worshippers, "We came here to find safety. The least we can do as Muslims is to show the people here what Islam is teaching us, and that is to be good to each other. Sweden is our home now. Our home countries are no longer where we were born or where our parents fled from." The Imam is planning to launch a website to counter the propaganda of radicals in favour of the Islamic State.
Islam is against it, and our imams in Sweden are showing their view. But the thing is, it takes time, and we don't have the resources, because these groups, they are backed up with a lot of money, and they have the videos, they have the websites. We need the support of government, that the government steps in and maybe supports us for our projects, supports us, you know, with ideas or maybe protection, because it is a matter of safety as well. Because when you go out there in public and condemn them, it's, you are becoming a target.
Are you afraid for your life?
Afraid and afraid. I mean, I'm a target despite which group is not liking me. But of course, when you receive threats, you become worried, because you never know when they might show up.
The collection is for the rent, and as they struggle to pay the bills after the arson attack, what chance do these moderate Muslims have of financing a fight against the extremists?